Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Lifelike Sex Doll Male Masturbator with sexy plump torso, body, pocket pussy stroker with big butt, big boobs, brown skin, realistic masturbator, sex toy for men pleasure, 8.89 pounds from Severmet. Severmet? I'm not sure. I don't know if the S is silent. I don't know about these names. Anyway, this looks familiar to some of you. I've reviewed a couple of these weird, disproportionately thick sex doll torsos before, but this one's really small. So you might think I reviewed this recently because you're thinking of like a life-size one. Well, it's not really life-size. Let me explain. Okay, so this is the one I'm reviewing today. This is the one from Smiveret, whatever it says, the lifelike sex doll with plump, juicy booty or something.
Look at that big ass. Look at that big, juicy booty.
Anyway, here's it from the side. You can see it's even got fat rolls. I don't know what you guys are. It's got butt dimples. It's got butt dimples. It's got fat rolls. It's got it all. It's got two fuckable holes. You have the vagina and the butthole. We'll talk more about that later. But let me compare this to the one I reviewed previously. So let me go grab that one. Alright, so this is the one you're thinking of. This is the one that's basically a... Man, you really can't see this. Let me lift the camera up. Camera up. Alright, so this is the life-size thick doll torso. Now, I say life-size. The butt is life-size. So it's essentially a life-size doggy-style ass. And this one has flexible, posable legs, so you can make it sit up and you can spread its legs and stuff. See, like that? So you can spread its legs, you can do whatever. The ass and everything is life-size, but then they slapped this smaller upper torso, so it has boobs, but they're really, like, it just looks weird. It just, the proportions are all off. If you're into, like, short stacks, then, you know, this is the torso for you. There, I had to turn off the autofocus because it wouldn't focus. Anyway, so this is the life-size version of this kind of weird life-size butt with little boobs and little upper body kind of slapped on it, so where it's not just a butt, it's a full sex doll torso. It's a full sex doll torso, but it's really just more of a life-size butt with a little body attached to it. So let me show you the other side so we can compare apples to apples. So you can see, like, it's got a huge butt.
Look at that big ass. Look at that big juicy booty.
Huge. And this is, look at my hands. This is life size. So it has a life size butt. You can make it clap. And then you have the little kind of doll torso attached to the butt. It's just, it is what it is. This is what people like, apparently. I don't know. I just work here. But anyway, what you may notice is that if I put these side by side, all right, so here's the Smiveret, and then here's the life-size one. I don't remember who makes this one. You can see the Smiveret is pretty small compared to this one. This one is definitely not life-size. So you have... If you're looking for a life-size doll that has like a grabbable ass that feels like it's life-size but also has like a little doll torso added onto it, that's not what we're reviewing today. All right, let's talk about this toy specifically since this is what we're here for. It doesn't, unlike the life-size one, there's no skeleton. So the legs and everything do open up, but they don't hold a pose because there's no skeleton inside this little doll torso thing. The butt, like, look, it's not life size. It's more what I would call anime body pillow size. But I understand. These torso dolls can get pretty expensive. This retails at $63.99. So I understand, you know, hey, I want a torso doll, but I want to save money. If this is your thing, if you're into this type of ratio, that's fine. I'm not into these this weird thick kind of thing. It's not doesn't do it for me. But if you're into it, then there you go. I don't really understand why you would want this over a life-size one. Because even if you're into short stacks, wouldn't you rather have a life-size butt you can grab onto rather than a smaller one? Unless you're into, you know, the anime body pillow proportions. But, I mean, this isn't even a body pillow. This is like a normal pillow. So if you have, if your waifu is normal pillow-sized, and you need a doll to pair with your normal pillow waifu, I guess this would work for you, but I'm not even sure if that's even a thing. All right. Anyway, let's just review this on its own merit. So it when you stand it up, it leans forward. Let me look at that. Anyway, it doesn't stay up. It doesn't sit up. The legs have no skeleton. The boobs feel firm. They're not hollow. They're not jiggly. But they're squishy. They're squishy. You could conceivably put your penis in between them and kind of titty fuck it. The boobs are kind of small. Now, obviously, proportionally, they're huge. But realistically, like, let's just pretend this is my penis. If I put my penis in between these boobs, like, I could close the boobs on my finger. So that might work. My thumb might be less painful to do that. So, I mean, that could work. You could do that. But just barely. Like, if you want a boob job, you want, like, life-size boobs. You don't want little whatever these are, like baby bottle nipple boobs. But anyway, okay. Let's talk about the vagina and the butt. Now, for some reason, the cavities are a little bit shallow. I'm not really sure why. Usually with these sorts of toys, they exaggerate the cavity length. They basically have to go into the sternum because that's the only way for a life-size man to go balls deep in a toy like this. But for whatever reason, this one doesn't do that. So, they don't actually list the thing on the website. So we're going to do this ourselves. So this is a ruler, obviously. And we're going to stick this, and we're going to measure how far this goes in. Mm-hmm. I think that's as far as it goes in. Is that it? I'm pretty sure. I'll confirm it with my finger too. All right, so I'm getting 4 inches. Let me confirm. All right, so put that to the side. I'll use my thumb, I guess. All right, get it in there. No, I guess no. My thumb's not long enough. Let me use my finger. Oh my goodness, this was easier without the gloves. I mean, I'm hitting it right about here. Yeah, right about there. Which is, yep, about 4 inches. So it's only got a 4-inch deep cavity. And I think the butt is the same. I'm not even sure if it's even worth measuring, but you know, might as well. You might as well. This is what you tuned in for. You tuned in for me to stick a ruler up a doll's butthole. And by God, you're going to get the show you paid for. All right, so this is a little bit less deep. So I'm looking at like 3.5 inches. So you can see there's the ruler. It's not even at 4 inches. It's only at 3.5 inches. All right. So, yeah, I'm not sure. It's kind of weird. So it's already on the small side. It's like they took a life-size torso, and they just shrunk the whole thing down, which also shrunk the cavity for the vagina and the butt. It's like it's like a 3D printer, how you can scale things up or down. If you want to make a small version of something or a big version of something, you can. It's like they took the life-size doll that I showed you a second ago and shrunk it down. Now, on the plus side, this costs less. This is less than $100. I think the other one was like several hundred dollars for the life-size, big booty, short stack torso. So that's the advantage of this, is you're saving money. The disadvantage is this is tiny. I can pick this up one-handed, no problem. It only weighs 9 pounds, but it's just, I'm not into this sort of thing. Not into this sort of thing at all. But if you are, then have I got news for you. I have a 10% off coupon code. So if this is your thing and you want a tiny short stack that's scaled down but still has an ass that you could at least grab, although it's on the small side, if that's what you're into, then there you go. 10% off. That's it. That's all I got. So thank you, Smeveret, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, save 10%. This is Turtling Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Look at that big ass. Look at that big juicy booty.